Welcome to Ankh Live On Air. In today's episode, our discussion features Aditya Bardia, MD, MPH, FASCO. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Bardia discussed key findings from the Phase 3 lidERA breast cancer study showing giredestrant's invasive disease-free survival superiority over standard endocrine therapy in patients with estrogen receptor-positive, HER2-negative early breast cancer. Our discussion also covered the ongoing Phase 3 INAVO123 trial, which is investigating inavolisib plus CDK4/6 inhibitors and letrozole in patients with endocrine-sensitive PIK3CA-mutated breast cancer. Dr. Bardia also emphasized the importance of testing for ESR1 and PIK3CA mutations in order to better personalize treatment.
Could you recap, the key efficacy findings that I read out from lidERA at SABCS?
At SABCS 2025, we saw the results of Phase 3 lidERA study, which compared a novel endocrine therapy, giredestrant, versus standard of care endocrine therapy, aromatase inhibitor, or tamoxifen, for patients with stage 1 to stage 3 ER-positive, HER2-negative, localized breast cancer. And essentially demonstrated that giredestrant is superior to aromatase inhibitors and tamoxifen in terms of invasive disease-free survival, in terms of distant recurrence-free interval. The hazard ratio for invasive disease-free survival was 0.70. That is a 30% risk of reduction in terms of risk of recurrence or death as compared to standard endocrine therapy. In terms of adverse events, the rate of discontinuation because of AEs from musculoskeletal symptoms, from hot flashes, were lower with giredestrant as compared to standard endocrine therapy. So potentially it's a novel option. It's not FDA approved yet, but if it becomes FDA approved, it'll provide a novel endocrine therapy option for patients with stage 1 to stage 3 ER-positive, HER2-negative localized breast cancer. And it's great to have options for our patients with breast cancer.
I'm looking at the Phase 3 INAVO123 trial, looking at inavolisib plus a CDK4/6 inhibitor and letrozole in patients with endocrine-sensitive PIK3CA mutated HR-positive breast cancer. So just looking at this ongoing study, what are kind of the ultimate goals and what are you trying to address for these patients with this new combination?
Yeah, we know with the INAVO120 study that the triplet of fulvestrant plus INAVO plus palbociclib is superior to fulvestrant palbociclib. There was improvement in progression-free survival and also overall survival. And this triplet regimen is a regimen that's FDA approved for patients with endocrine-resistant PIK3CA mutant metastatic breast cancer. This study, INAVO123, is looking at endocrine-sensitive setting. So patients with DW metastatic disease or with endocrine-sensitive, ER-positive, HER2-negative, PIK3CA mutant breast cancer, looking at this triplet option. So potentially could increase or widen the use of INAVO. So INAVO123 is complementary to INAVO120. So essentially it's for patients with de novo metastatic disease or those who receive adjuvant therapy, but then have recurrence 2, 3, 4 years after completion of adjuvant endocrine therapy. So like a true first-line study, that's the patient population and metastatic breast cancer who have PIK3CA mutant disease.
Following this personalized medicine trend we continue to see in the HR-positive space, if this study is positive and this is another option for patients down the line, how could that potentially help drive that goal of having personalized regimens and, tailored treatment to each individual patient?
Yeah, absolutely. So more and more we are going into precision medicine, and if INAVO123 is positive, we would be testing everyone for PIK3CA mutation at the time of metastatic diagnosis. We currently do it for a subset, but then it would be for everyone because that's an actionable finding. And so it just further leads us down the precision medicine paradigm.
With all the ongoing oral SERD investigations, all the targeted therapies, the novel ones coming along, how do you continue seeing, the HR-positive breast cancer treatment paradigm continuing to evolve, again, like you kind of just said, following that goal of personalized tailored therapy?
Yeah, for ER-positive metastatic breast cancer, we are seeing three themes. The first is better endocrine agents. Started with elacestrant, then we saw imlunestrant, and then more recently positive results with camizestrant, giredestrant, as well as Webdeg. you know, all showing that these novel oral SERDs or PROTACs are superior to standard endocrine therapy in different trials and designs. The second theme is combination therapy. We've seen PI3 kinase inhibitors, mTOR, AKT inhibitors, now interest in other drugs as well, KAT6 inhibitors, better CDK4 inhibitors, CDK2 inhibitors, so more on the lines of combination therapy. And then the third theme is once patients have endocrine-resistant disease and we're going to chemo, that's where antibody-drug conjugates come in, and we're seeing newer developments in terms of antibody-drug conjugates. There are three that are FDA-approved at this time, T-DXd, Dato-DXd, and SG, but there are newer ADCs in development as well.
As more of these targeted therapies come by, as more, you know, oral SERDs come through, what will be that be importance of underscoring, you know, testing and making it a standard kind of part of the treatment and diagnosis process, you know, for these patients with HR-positive disease?
Yeah, testing is critical because if you don't test, then we won't see the mutation, and then patient cannot receive mutation-directed or genotype-directed therapy. And this is particularly relevant for ESR1, which is an acquired alteration, so serial testing does become important. Then now there are two FDA-approved therapies for ESR1 mutant metastatic breast cancer. So strong plug for testing for these mutations because it's actionable.
With all this work being done, all these novel agents coming through, I know it's a lot for practicing clinicians to keep up with on a day-to-day basis. So what would be your advice in terms of just, you know, staying abreast, no pun intended, and of all the data and all the changes, and what can be applied best for each individual practice, for each clinician?
Now, that's where activities like these are important, educational symposia, ONC live readouts, summaries, journals, because it is important that a patient receives the latest treatment. And so as practitioners, it's important that they remain up to date. And these activities, you know, are very important for educating practitioners.
Definitely.
Welcome to ONC Live On Air. In today's episode, our discussion features Aditya Bardia, MD, MPH, FASCO. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Bardia discussed key findings from the Phase 3 lidERA breast cancer study showing giredestrant's invasive disease-free survival superiority over standard endocrine therapy in patients with estrogen receptor-positive, HER2-negative early breast cancer. Our discussion also covered the ongoing Phase 3 INAVO123 trial, which is investigating inavolisib plus CDK4/6 inhibitors and letrozole in patients with endocrine-sensitive PIK3CA-mutated breast cancer. Dr. Bardia also emphasized the importance of testing for ESR1 and PIK3CA mutations in order to better personalize treatment. That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of ONC Live On Air. Check back throughout the week for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to ONC Live On Air.